their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Excuse me. It's always a delight to have you join us as we face the issues each and every day. We'll be continuing a thought today in relationship to biblical prophecy. I believe the key to all that we see taking place in the Middle East war, in Ukraine, in Russia, in Iran, in China, etc., 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 I believe all that we see is fully shown in the Word of God. God's Word in His eschatological prophetic text has already revealed to us all that God has planned for this old world. So we're talking about today, signs of the last days understood. If I were to ask you a question, what are the signs of the last days? Could you identify it? Could you tell me where you could find it? If I were to ask you what is next on the calendar of God, prophetically speaking, would you have the answer? Biblically, could you go to it scripturally and show me what God has in mind, what God has planned? May I say to you, I believe most Christians could not. And that's a sad state of affairs. We have a book, it's called the Bible. And in the book, God tells us what is past, present, and future. And the eschatological clock is ticking. In fact, there was a statement made a number of years ago that said God's timepiece, God's clock, there's two hands, what you call the little hand, the big hand, the minute hand, the hour hand. And Dr. Adrian Rogers said, if you want to know what God's doing, look at God's prophetic clock. The hour hand is pointed to Israel, and the minute hand is pointed on Jerusalem. So watch Jerusalem, watch Israel. And ladies and gentlemen, we're seeing the Middle East, primarily Israel, in the focus today on just about every news channel, including the Communist Network News. It's important, I believe, that we as Christians understand what God is doing. I believe it's important that we study the Word, know the Word, and apply the Word. One of the things that we see taking place today, ladies and gentlemen, as the Middle East continues to be in the war, mode, and as we see the rage spreading, we see the Marxist media today continue to promote the lies against Israel. Today, according to the Communist Network News, it's Israel that's to blame for the Middle East war. Yet it was Hamas, the Hamas Islamic terrorist, jihadist, that attacked Israel on October the 7th, killing, slaughtering about 1,400, taking hostage about 250 people. In fact, about 40 babies, I understand is the number, were beheaded in a nursery as the Islamic jihadists entered into Jerusalem, or into Israel, that is. And yet that's been denied. But one of the most recent revelations, I believe, that should cause every one of us to understand what is taking place in Israel. One of the events that's been denied and finally now confirmed. Headline says, Hamas burned Israeli baby in oven and tore apart pregnant women, emergency workers reveal. In horrifying, it's dated November the 1st, in horrifying twist reminiscent of the Holocaust, first responders reveals that an Israeli baby was burned in a kitchen oven by the terrorists during the October the 7th invasion. This is coming from the World Israel News. It says an Israeli baby from one of the kibbutzes near the Gaza frontier was burnt in the kitchen oven by Hamas terrorists during the invasion on October the 7th, a first responder has now revealed. Dozens of Israelis murdered by Gaza terrorists were torched either before or after they died. The article continues, the burnt remains of an infant were found to have the telltale marks of being pressed up against a heating element, signaling that the child had been put into an oven. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to blame Israel for that, you're simply disbelieving truth. And if you want to understand the reality of what is happening, the real plan, and I'm quoting now from Franklin Graham, and he's exactly on target, says the real plan for Hamas, kill every Jew and every Christian on the face of the earth. And I'll quote from that a little later in the broadcast. But ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, let me remind you, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It's not a matter of what I think, say, or feel. It's not a matter of some denominational dogma. It's a matter of, ladies and gentlemen, knowing the scripture. It's a matter of studying the word. It's a matter of depending on the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. The truth book, John 8:31-32, as Jesus is speaking to his disciples, he says, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed. You shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. And further in John 17:17, the scripture makes a declaratory statement. Thy word is truth. And according to Psalms 117:2, the truth of the Lord endures forever. Ladies and gentlemen, truth is rejected, denied, dissed today as never before, I believe, in the history of the world. It was the secularist George Orwell that said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we're in that precise position today, where there are those that will reject the truth. In fact, one young lad, looked like maybe 19, 20, 21 years old, was interviewed on the street corner in one of the rallies that they were holding in one of the major university campus. And he was asked the question, how do you feel about babies being beheaded? He said, I don't believe it happened. Show me the proof. Ladies and gentlemen, do you realize that there are a lot of folks in the world today that disbelieve the reality of the Holocaust? And we're finding a replay of that mindset of saying, I don't believe it. It never happened. And it's because we have so many today, especially in the millennial age group, the 18 to 39, 35-year-old age group, 55% of that age group are now saying that each person can determine his or her own truth. You've heard me say before, and may I say again, at the risk of redundancy, a half-truth is a whole lie. And yet we have a lot of folks today that are telling a half-truth. The media today, ought not to surprise us, but it surprises me even more each and every day. You watch the Communist Network News, and for the most part, CNN, MSNBC, NBC, ABC, CBS, et cetera, all now having the bent and the leaning and the determination to broadcast that it's the Jews' fault, it's Israel's fault, it's the Jewish people's fault of what's taking place in the Middle East. They're using the claim, ladies and gentlemen, that the land belongs to the Islamic jihadists, the Arabs. They call them Palestinians. There's no such ethnic group called Palestinians any place in the Word of God, any place in history. That's what they're being called. But ladies and gentlemen, they were not displaced. Israel did not take the land. God gave the Jewish people the land. It belongs to the nation of Israel, not to any other ethnic group, not to any other subdivision of people, not to any other nation or nation state. It belongs to Israel. God gave them the land forever. but the truth is not being told. There's a lack in America today, L-A-C-K, of truth. We need to go back to truth. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. He says, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, defend the truth, even to death. That's my challenge each and every day. Do you love the truth enough to seek the truth, to find the truth, to live it, to tell it, and defend it, even to death? That's my challenge. I believe that it's time Christians, conservatives, and patriots across our nation stand for truth, regardless of what the world says, regardless of what the news says. We need to stand for truth. And that's our position, and I pray that it's yours. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the Honda generators. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional, as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. It's a wonderful identifier, a benchmark, 165-foot flagpole, U.S. flag Old Glory flowing 24/7. You find that flag in the flagpole, base of that flag, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, wait, wait. There's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly environment that you're working in. They're closed on Sunday, allowing the full staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's word ordained it to be so. Drop by Tools for Time. Make an application for employment. Wait for an interview. See what God does, placing in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm delighted to have with us today Dr. Glenn Davis. Pastor Davis is with us, as we do often. We're talking about today the signs of the last days understood. Pastor, thank you for being here. One of the things we're going to talk about today is focusing on the church and Christians and the knowledge of the Word of God.
Amen. Amen.
So thank you for being here as we discuss what I think is a very serious subject for the time that we're living in today. When we watch it, what seems to be the whole world on fire, when it seems that the whole world is going awry, I believe it's time for Christians to focus on knowing the Word of God, understanding the prophetic timetable of what God is showing us in His Word.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Youngblood. And I want to say good morning to my bride of 37 years. Amen. Praise God. And to all of my friends. Amen. Brother Charlie Davis. Amen. Is listening. Amen. On today and many others. Amen. That I've spoken to down through the week, this week coming up. Amen. Or throughout this week. Amen. As I went to various places, you know, people were giving us high marks on the program because they listened to us on a frequent basis. And I thank God for all of you, my friends down at Bennett Chevrolet and different places, amen, others, amen, that have told me how they enjoy, amen, this great program, amen, that we have on today.
Amen.
So we're hoping, amen, that through what you are listening to as we, amen, discuss the Word of God, you are able to find something that's beneficial, because time is of the essence, Dr. Youngblood. It's time for us to get off the stool of do nothing and do something, because the world is in a panic right now. But that should not be for the people in the house of God. Why? Because we have the Word of God, and the Word is right there to tell us verbatim, basically everything that God has planned to do and what He is even doing right now. This Word, each time we open it, will read like the front page of the newspaper.
That's right.
Each and every time we read it. So we need not to panic and fear like the rest of the people in the world, because we know what our God is doing, because He's already told us in His Word. Amen?
Absolutely. I'm thankful. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what I would do personally if I were to face what's happening in the world today without an anchor in the Word of God. hanging on to what God says. Because here's the bottom line, ladies and gentlemen. God's already told us these things will take place. He's already given us full information as to what is going to happen, why it's happening, how it will end. I know the end of the story.
Amen. Amen.
I know the end of the story. I read the last chapter of the novel, if you will. I read the last book in the Bible. I know what God is doing and where he's headed with the events in the world today.
And then we have to realize, Dr. Youngblood, as we're going through. Now, we're living here, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're in this world.
Yes.
But the Bible says we're not of this world.
Right.
But because we are here, if you have life in your body on today, you are going to go through. But God is going to lead you through.
Yes.
He's not going to get behind your back and push you through.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to get in front of you and lead you through it.
Amen.
So for that reason, we need not panic. We need not fear because, like you say, when it gets down to the end of the story, we still win.
We win in the
Amen.
End.
Amen.
Absolutely. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, lest I forget it, and I had forgotten it, the telephone number for you to call us today, 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. We'd love to hear your position. What do you think is taking place? Do you understand what the scripture is saying? Where is this going? Where is the war in Israel going? Will it end in a few days, a few weeks, a few months? Do you believe the war is going to extend throughout all of the Middle East? And do you feel that it's high potential that this is part of the spark for the global conflagration? Some refer to it as World War III. I've made that statement several times in the past 2 years in relationship to the war in Ukraine, that that's part of the spark of the war that will lead into the Third World War. And now I'm pleasantly surprised when I see television anchors, some of the news media on the more conservative media, talking about this is the beginning of World War III. And ladies and gentlemen, you could call it World War III, or you could call it the war with Russia, because it's fulfilling the scripture in Ezekiel 38 and 39 in relationship to Russia leading a five-nation entourage against the nation of Israel. We're watching the needle being threaded. We're watching the stage being set. We're watching the players being put on the stage that God has chosen to use. I'm looking at an article. Ladies and gentlemen, I touched on this the other day on the broadcast, but I believe it's fitting for even thinking on tonight, today. Islamic jihadist was on the telephone in one of the homes that he'd gone into, murdered all the Jewish people, and picked up the telephone that was left on the telephone recorder, where this Islamic jihadist picked up the telephone and called his mother. He said, "Mom, you would be proud of me. I killed 10 Jews with my own hands." The mother says, "Son, we're so proud of you. Wish we could be there with you." Ladies and gentlemen, that sets the stage for the understanding of the barbaric mindset of the Islamic jihadist. And listen, time won't allow us to get into the details, but the Islamic jihadists, this has been their goal, their modus operandi for years and years and years and hundreds of years. When you study, when you look at, when you analyze the Noble Quran, which is called the holy book for the Islamics, their goal is jihad. And jihad simply means to kill, to slay, to destroy every non-Muslim, every Jew, and every Christian on the face of the globe. And it goes back to my statement earlier, where Franklin Graham said, the real plan of Hamas is to kill every Jew and every Christian on the earth today. The warning comes just days after Hamas terrorists attacked innocent civilians in Israel. It goes on to talk about what is taking place, what is happening, and why they have the goal. This article says, is Hamas looking to kill every Jew and every Christian on earth? The Jerusalem Post attributed the claim, the entire planet will be under our law. This is Muhammad's claim, now being carried out by the Hamas jihadists. The entire planet will be under our law. There'll be no more Jew and no more Christians in the world. That's the goal. And yet somehow, some way, Pastor Davis, there's a mindset by the media and multitudes in the world today that say that Israel, the Jewish people, are wrong, that they should just cease and desist, that they are targeting the innocent people in Gaza. How do you respond to that? What is your take on that?
Well, again, if we go back to Scripture, and if you want to start in Genesis chapter 12,
mm-hmm.
God promised all that land to Abraham.
That's right.
He gave, well, let's make him the ultimate owner.
Mm-hmm.
God had the title deed to the whole earth.
Mm-hmm.
So he can give it to whoever he wants to give it to.
Mm-hmm.
But because Israel are his chosen people, and Abraham was the first one that he instituted the covenant with,
mm-hmm.
then he passed the title deed down to Abraham
right.
and to all of his offspring.
Mm-hmm.
So how did they come to that conclusion?
Mm-hmm.
This lets me know, even today, some Christians are ignorant of this fact because they don't read the Scripture.
That's right.
And then we have to charge that to the pastors mm-hmm. because they are not teaching their people.
You got it.
So once we get the full knowledge and understanding of what Scripture says, we stand behind that because our God said that. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and he's the God of the New Testament church as well. So he made us one new man mm-hmm. altogether, the Jew and the Gentile. He brought us together. So that means we're supposed to stand with and support our brothers and sisters in Christ.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the things that's the charge in the Scripture, Psalms 122 and verse 6, says that we're to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. That's our responsibility as Christians, that we pray for Israel, pray for the Jewish people, pray for the apple of God's eye, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Jewish nation, the Jewish people around the world that are now being threatened, attacked, abused, and some even slaughtered as a result of this uprising of anti-Semitic mindset in the world today. Yet, ladies and gentlemen, the Biden administration is now calling for Israel to pause, that is to cease fire. Now, I'm thankful to see, just read an article before going on the air, where the entourage from Biden's administration in Israel, sitting and talking with Benjamin Netanyahu, suggested they pause, suggested they stop firing a weapon, and they claim that it's to help them get some of the hostages released. Benjamin Netanyahu didn't pause. He didn't say, "I'll think about it. I'll ponder it. We'll slow down a little." He said, "No, no. There'll be no pause. There'll be no stopping until Hamas is eradicated." Now, ladies and gentlemen, I am delighted to see that. But the pause in the war effort would benefit the Islamic jihadists. As one commentator said on the early morning news, a pause of any length of time would allow Hamas to restock, to rearm, to regather, hide themselves even more, and or to bring in other jihadist warriors. So there's no way that you can win a war if you're going to have a pause and allow the enemy to regroup.
Well, basically, prepare. Dr. Youngblood, it clearly shows that Joe Biden is throwing the rock and hiding his hand, because he should not be willing to do that if he knows that this is going to pose a imminent threat and a danger to the people of Israel. Here, I mean, we have to know and understand again, when we got the enemy down, we got to keep him down.
Mm-hmm.
You can't give him a chance to get up and retool and rearm himself, because then you might suffer defeat. So for that reason, again, there should be no pause. We don't need to cut the enemy any slack. In other words,
that's right.
While you got him down, you need to keep him down and make sure that you keep his attacks under your control.
Absolutely. And that's what Benjamin Netanyahu is wise enough to realize that they need to do. I'm looking at an article, Pastor Davis. As Jew hatred explodes across the U.S., Biden launches an Islamophobic task force. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know of anything. Well, it shouldn't surprise me. It doesn't surprise me that we have a person that's cognitively depleted in the Oval Office that would make this kind of decision. But listen to the three-page article. I'm going to read three paragraphs, this article. Conservatives barrage Joe Biden with criticism after the White House Thursday announced the first ever national strategy to counter Islamophobia. In the midst of the greatest wave of anti-Semitism since the Holocaust, GOP presidential contenders and former U.S. Ambassador to the UN, Nikki Haley, on Twitter said this: "We have an anti-Semitic epidemic in our country, and Joe Biden and Kamala Harris' response is to focus on Islamophobia. This is pathetic. This is completely tone deaf. This is wrong," end quote. In the statement, the administration promised to continue our work with community leaders, advocates, members of Congress, and more to develop a strategy which will be a joint effort led by Domestic Policy Council and the National Security Council and counter the scourge of Islamophobia and hate in all of its forms. Ladies and gentlemen, the recent survey, the recent statistical gathering of data shows that the attacks against Jews, the Jewish people, not just in Israel, but around the world, has increased almost 400%. And a minuscule percentage of questions or attacks or challenges to the Islamic community in any fashion. I think the number was like maybe 19, 20, 25% increase in that. But almost 400% increase in what's called Jew hate or anti-Semitic attacks and desire to kill the Jewish people around the world. This article says, Vice President Kamala Harris announced the new task force as a result of Hamas terrorist attack in Israel and the humanitarian crisis in Gaza. We have seen an uptick in anti-Palestinian, anti-Arab, and anti-Semitic and Islamophobic events across America. Harris said that in their speech, the conservatives blasted for its equity approach that fails to acknowledge that it is specifically pro-Hamas Muslims who are carrying out the anti-Semitic attacks and engaging in crude anti-Israel rhetoric worldwide. The article states in the latter portion, is Biden subtly encouraging anti-Semitism in America? My answer is yes. He is. He's playing, Pastor Davis, he's playing both ends against the middle. He's on the front pretending we stand with Israel, promising we stand with Israel, and at the same time, behind the scenes, negotiating with Israel's enemy, negotiating with Hezbollah, negotiating with Iran, negotiating with Syria, negotiating with those on the West Bank, negotiating with those in Hamas, and the Hamas leaders, trying to appease all sides. You can't do that. It's an impossibility.
It's not going to work.
Not going to work. In fact, it concerns me because the scripture says in the Genesis account, I believe it is Genesis 12, that God promises to bless every nation that blesses Israel and to curse every nation that curses Israel. And we find today America standing on the very fence in making a decision through our leader as to whether we stand with Israel or not.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize and understand the signs of the last days. The signs of the last days. Let me just give you a little brief overview. We'll touch on it further in the broadcast. The next thing on the calendar of God is the rapture of the church. We're watching the precursor to the rapture in the apostasy, the falling away from the church. We're watching the hand of God taking place as the apostasy takes place. And it's nearing the day that the church will be raptured out. After the rapture of the church, the man of sin, the Antichrist, steps on the scene. He rules the world with an iron fist. According to Daniel chapter 11, it will be an Islamic sodomite that will be the Antichrist. Then you see in Revelation chapter 13 what he will do, how he will respond. There will be major, major, mega, cataclysmic, devastating events on the face of the earth. And ladies and gentlemen, when it seems as though during that period of time, when it seems as though every Jewish person will be totally eviscerated, annihilated, Jesus Christ will return. According to the scripture in Revelation chapter 19, verse 17 and following, he will slay the enemy with the sword of his mouth. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The fighting is intense as Israeli troops tighten the noose around the terrorist stronghold of Gaza City. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu ruling out any ceasefire, at least until all of the hostages being held by Hamas in Gaza are set free. Secretary of State Blinken has been in Israel for talks with Netanyahu, pushing the idea of a pause in the offensive in order to allow more humanitarian aid to reach civilians in Gaza. The House has approved a Republican plan redirecting $14 billion from the IRS to Israel. However, it does not appear that bill will clear the Democrat-controlled Senate. Stock market is surging this morning following the release of the October employment report. Employers hired 150,000 people last month. That was less than economists were expecting. More details, srnnews.com.
Conservative Theological University has been training God's servants since 1982. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE for your interview today. Please leave your contact info for the admission staff to reach out to you. Courses can be taken on campus, online, or distant personalized education. Partial scholarships are available. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE and leave your contact info today for Conservative Theological University.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on three regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on two stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a subject today that is dear to my heart and I believe needs to be closely viewed by every Christian and conservative. The signs of the last days understood. Do you understand them? Do you know what God is doing? Some people get up of a morning, get dressed, have breakfast, rush off to work, kids off to school, coming back home, go through the hassle of the afternoon together, go to bed, get up, start the same thing the next day, without any real recognition of what is happening in our world today. God's word is being fulfilled. God's prophetic text is jumping off the pages today. We're watching what God's word says will take place. We're watching it happen today. Listen very carefully. By the way, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Take a moment or two, and then we'll introduce our next caller. This article says, Israel is fighting on four fronts, but the leaders remain committed to ending the threat from Hamas after October the 7th invasion and massacre. The Jewish state finds itself on four fronts. In Gaza, Israeli Defense Forces released footage of its methodical ground intrusion, incursion. They also continued the strategic air bombardment of Hamas infrastructure. On the northern border, the IDF continues to attack Hezbollah installations. For days now, Hezbollah and the Israeli military have traded rockets, artillery firing, and anti-tank missiles. In Syria, Israeli warplanes attack launched shot missiles directly toward Israel. And in the West Bank, biblical Judea and Samaria, Israel struck a terrorist squad inside the city of Jenin. The war inside Gaza Strip will be long and difficult, and we're ready for it, Benjamin Netanyahu says. So, ladies and gentlemen, we have seen Israel since it became a nation in 1948. We've seen Israel fight battle after battle after battle. And if we get to the point that it would seem that they were going to be eviscerated, annihilated, wiped out, when God would give them the supernatural ability. In fact, Pastor Davis, I've said several times, the meanest military in the world, I believe, is found in little Israel. Because Amen. God Amen. Empowers them each and every time to win the battle. Each and every time there's an attempt to wipe Israel off the map, God intervenes and gives them the ability, the strength of the war machinery, the weaponry, the ability to win the battle. But ladies and gentlemen, there's coming a day when it will seem as though the whole world is against Israel. There's coming a day, according to Revelation chapter 16, verse 12 and following, where the all of the kings of the east will come against the nation of Israel. It tells us that. It's the final cataclysmic battle that's called the Battle of Armageddon. But that's at the end of the story. That's the last chapter in the book, so to speak. We're going to find major, major, major battles because God's word says in Matthew chapter 24, verse 6 and following, and in Mark chapter 13 and Luke chapter 21, that there in the last days there'll be wars and rumors of wars. That word rumor means rumblings. Today, we have the wars and rumblings of wars around the globe. But we're watching it intensify. It's not as it was yesterday or a year ago or 20 years ago or 50 years ago. This is not a replay of yesteryear. This is all new, and it is the evolution, if you please, of the battles against Israel that's going to bring about the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe we have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go with your question and comment, please.
Yes, sir. Good morning, Dr. Youngblood.
Good morning. I pray that you're well.
Good morning. Sir.
But you know, I'm going to tell you, it is the truth. Ukraine is not really our ally. Mm-mm. It's a money laundering system for the billionaires or whatever you want to call them.
For Biden Especially. And the Biden family cabal, to be specific.
Yes. And on top of that, now, I think it's the Senate that wanted to give the money to Israel, but he said he's going to veto it because they're not going to help Ukraine.
No, it's stupid. The U.S. House that's voted to give the funds to Israel and separate it in a separate bill. But Joe Biden is wanting a unified bill that will give about $106 or $160 billion and split it up with a few pennies, if you will, to Israel and the balance of it to Ukraine. Joe Biden is still looking out for his 22 LLCs, limited liability corporations, that the rake off of the money out of Ukraine goes back into the Biden family cabal's pockets. He's been doing that for 50 years, and he doesn't want that to stop. And yet there's a mindset that he says publicly that we're standing with Israel. And at the same time, he is now saying that he will veto that bill if it's a standalone bill giving the funds to Israel. He does not want to fund Israel.
He's talking with a fuck ton.
Yes, absolutely.
I can't say it like that, but it's the truth. And it's not him, it's his puppet masters.
That's right. He is of his father, the devil. Because the devil is a liar and always has been. Joe Biden, I don't believe, would recognize the truth if it jumped up and slapped him in the face. He is, as you said, he is the puppet. The puppet master is Barack Hussein Obama, George Soros, and the globalist out there that's wanting to absolutely eviscerate the United States of America, and they're wanting to utilize any tool or weapon possible to do so.
And Bill Gates also.
Oh, absolutely. One other thing, Brother Kenneth, I'll read a part of an article. Headline says, Democrats warn Joe Biden against backing Israel, accuses the Jewish state of war crimes. This article dated October the 29th. The squad members, Pamela Jayapal, I think I'm pronouncing her name correctly, warns Biden could lose Muslim votes in 2024 if he continues to support Israel and the war against Hamas. President Joe Biden is under fire from the left wing of the Democratic Party, with the members of the Progressive Squad taking aim at his public support for Israel in its war against Hamas terrorist organization. And he goes on to talk about their position, the left wing, the lunatics on the left in the U.S. House, now chiding and challenging Biden to stand against Israel and to stand for Hamas. And that's exactly what he's doing. So we see in the state of Michigan, in the state of Wisconsin, and scattered throughout the nation, multitudes of the Islamics that's now saying, Joe Biden will not vote for you unless you stand against Israel. So the question that I have for you, Kenneth, what do you think is going to be the end results? Will Joe Biden stand? Will he stand with Israel? Will he stand with Palestine? Or is it Palestinian, as they're called? What is your thoughts of his position?
I'm telling you, Pastor, yes, he's going to stand. He's not going to stand for Israel. Like I said, he talked with a forked tongue. And when the Palestinians, when 9/11 happened, there were celebrations in the streets.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. There were celebrations because we attacked America.
There were celebrations in the street in Iran. There were celebrations in the street in Syria and many other locations in the Islamic world praising the Islamics for their attack on America at the 9/11. Kenneth, we've got another caller, but thank you so much for your call. Looking forward to what God is doing to do. Keep looking up. Our redemption draweth near. I believe we have Kevin on the line. Kevin, go with your question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, thank you very much for your show. Dr. Youngblood, from my research of what has happened, and I got boots on the ground in Israel, Rabbi Alon Anava has a lot of connections there in Israel, and he's saying that this thing was pulled off from the inside, that they let Hamas through the gates, through the fence, that Israel let them attack their own people and slaughter their own people. And that's the information that he's getting. And information that other people are seeing, that, you know, that the security on Israel is so tight between that border between Palestine and Israel that not a mouse or a cat could cross that fence without a million alarms going off. So they knew exactly what they're doing, and they let Hamas in to kill those people, man. They let that happen. So
now, Kevin, let me jump in and make a brief correction here. You realize in Israel, about 1 year before this event on October the 7th, there was internal confusion, just as we're finding so often in America. There were those that in Israel that were marching in the streets, threatening Benjamin Netanyahu and the entire unit of the political leaders, because Benjamin Netanyahu was trying to correct the Supreme Court. In the nation of Israel, the Supreme Court had gotten to the point where they made the final decision on everything, very much like we see taking place in America today. So Benjamin Netanyahu was trying to reform the courts. The left wing, the liberals, as we'd call them in Israel, was against that. They did not want that control to take place. As a result of that, according to the statistical information that's been revealed, the IDF, that is the Israeli Defense Forces, and their Mossad, which is as our CIA, did not have their eyes on the ball. They were not aware of what was taking place. There is no possibility under God's green earth, on the face of God's green earth, that the Israelis purposely allowed this to happen. They did it as a result of, listen, of exactly what I see the handwriting on the wall for America. Our eyes have been taken off the security of America. We have no more border security on the southern border. And just as the Christopher Wray, the head of the FBI, just made a dogmatic statement that he believes, based on the data that they have, the information they're receiving, that we could have another 9/11 type attack in America. So when that happens, when it happens in America, it won't be because we've made it happen or the CIA orchestrated it or the FBI orchestrated it. It's because the focus has been taken off our security. And that's what has happened in Israel.
Well, Dr. Youngblood, from like I say, there's people dying over there. There's a lot of people that are dead. He says more than thousands. So thousands of people are dead over there from this.
Yes.
And he's saying, and other people are saying the same thing, that we're in the intelligence. Mossad has the best, Israel has the best intelligence operations in the world. They know
yes.
everything that's going on, and these people are saying nothing can cross that border. Egypt warned Israel, something huge is coming. And from the intelligence I'm getting, from what people are saying over there, is that this thing was pulled off. Somebody let this happen on the Israel side. So there's high-level treason, just like there was in 9-1-1 with our country. There's high-level treason that happened in our government that let these people fly them jetliners into the Twin Towers.
Kevin,
they blew up those buildings.
Kevin, you're about 80% correct on that. It's because in the Benjamin Netanyahu's administration, so many people were against him, so many people against his trying to correct the courts in Israel, that they, I believe, purposely allowed their eyes to blink, if you will, and allowed this to happen to get back at Benjamin Netanyahu, not realizing that they were letting a lion out of the cage that could destroy the nation. But the bottom line is, Kevin, that I believe that we need to every listener to understand, God's word's already recorded what's happening. It doesn't take me by surprise. Shouldn't take a Christian or conservative by surprise. God's word's already recorded past, present, future, what's going to take place. And the thing that we see taking place is the attempt to eviscerate, to annihilate, to totally destroy the nation of Israel. In fact, in China, they've just released new mapping. And in the new map that China has put out, Israel is not even on the world map. Not even on the world map. That's the goal of China, of Russia, of Syria, of those taking the leadership role in Iran. That is the goal, is to, as the screaming in the streets in America with the display of airheads from the universities, from the sea to the river, or from the river to the sea, no more Israel. They're saying, let's wipe Israel out. They're not looking for a two-state solution. They're not looking for a peace accord. They're looking for the evisceration, the total destruction of the nation of Israel. So therein lies our responsibility, Kevin, as Christians, is to pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
No, Dr. Youngblood, I'm all for praying for the peace of Jerusalem. I give a lot of money to Jerusalem, to Israel, to support the people there. And from what I'm seeing is that, you know, there was no Palestinian state. There was no Israel state before Zionism came in and took over. A lot of the Jews are against Zionism. They're against Zionism. I'm all for Israel. I'm all for the real Jews. But there's Jews that are not Jews. Remember, Paul said, all of Israel is not Israel. All of Israel is not Israel. So, you know, there's people there that are not for Israel. They're treasonous traitors. And they pulled this thing off, and they want to kill, they want to start war. And Albert Pike said this. Albert Pike says, we want the Christians, the Muslims, the Jews to fight each other. And that's what this is all about. That's what they want to do. When we go into Iran, Russia and China are going to kill us. That's what they want. That's what these
people
want.
Kevin, one final footnote, which wraps up our conversation. One final footnote. You see, from the Islamic mindset, their hidden imam, the 12th imam, will not come to fruition. It's their Messiah, will not come out until there is a total battle, a total war on a global basis. So the mindset of the Islamics today around the world is to bring about chaos, confusion, and calamity, because their mind, that's the only way that their Messiah, which is the so-called hidden imam, the 12th imam, the only way that can happen is for there to be destruction on the face of the earth and those things taking place. They're trying to bring about the return of their Messiah, not realizing their Messiah will be the Antichrist that they will embrace as the hidden imam, as the 12th imam, the Messiah that will come. Kevin, brother, thank you so much for your call.
Thank you. Thank you,
keep looking up.
God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at a headline that says, what role does Iran play in the end times? there are several biblical prophecies of the end times and mention of Iran called Persia or Elam, E-L-A-M, in the Bible. Given the facts that Iran is often in the news as a nation seeking armaments, possibly nuclear, they already have nuclear weapons, and repeatedly issuing threats against Israel, students of biblical prophecy are taking note. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today the signs of the last days understood. Pastor Davis, do you believe that Christians need to understand biblical eschatology? Do you believe that Christians need to study the Word, know the Word, and apply the Word so that we can understand what's happening in the world today?
Well, you said some, excuse me, some key things right there in what you're saying in your explanation right there. Excuse me, because certainly we don't need to get hung up on signs.
Mm-mm.
We need information. And the information is in the Word of God.
Yes.
So Jesus said in Matthew chapter 12, verses 38 through 40, he said, "A wicked and adulterous generation mm-hmm. seeketh after a sign,
mm-hmm.
but none shall be given unto them but the sign of Jonah the prophet.
Mm-hmm.
As Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of the whale, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth."
Mm-hmm.
We already have this. That sign has been fulfilled.
That's right.
In other words,
that's pointing out the sign of the Messiah.
Amen. Mm-hmm. So we need to know, again, if we want to know anything, all we have to do is consult the Scripture. He also said in John chapter 4, he told the disciples, he said that when it comes down to signs, we need not sit around and wait for a sign, because actually, you won't believe unless you see a sign.
Mm-hmm.
So let's not get hung up on signs. Let's read the Scripture and stay informed of what God is doing. And then that way, we won't be caught off guard, because this is what's going to happen when the rapture takes place.
Yes.
People are not going to be looking for it to happen. It's going to happen. It's going to catch them unprepared.
That's right. Well, one of the primary things is, Pastor Davis, as you know, and when our listeners need to understand, there are no signs to be fulfilled for the rapture of the church.
Amen.
It could happen at any moment. It could happen at any day. It could happen before this broadcast is over today. That's the sudden seizure, the snatching away, the disappearance of every child of God, for every Christian on the face of the earth. But God has given us signs. For example, the word sign, simeons, simply means benchmarks, road marks. For example, if a bridge is out in the wintertime, there'll be a sign that says bridge out. If there's ice on the bridge, Buckman Bridge and others, in our city, there'll be a sign that says ice on the bridge, dangerous. If there's a major curve ahead, if you go up into the southern tip of heaven, as my son calls it, Greg, that lives up in Tennessee, northeast Tennessee, you have those switchbacks. You're going one direction, and all of a sudden, you're going in the opposite direction at just a turn. There's a sign that shows that switchback coming up.
Amen.
So
Amen.
We, as Christians, we need to read the Word, know the Word, study the Word. For example, in Matthew chapter 24 and Luke chapter 21, Mark chapter 13, all of the signs, the benchmarks. So we're not to look at it from the standpoint, wonder what this sign is saying. We need to understand what God's Word says and be prepared in the last days in which we're living.
Well, I love Luke chapter 21.
Yes.
Because, again, it reads like something that's happening before our very eyes.
Yes.
Luke 21:25, he said, "And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear." Is that happening right now?
That's right.
"And for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken."
Mm-hmm.
Didn't we just have a sun eclipse a few mm-hmm. weeks ago?
We're watching earthquakes, pestilences, that means diseases, and all manner of things. Those are indications that God is saying to the world, look up. Listen up, I'm still on the throne. I'm still in control.
Amen. Amen.
One of the things, Pastor Davis, that I believe our listeners need to understand and recognize, according to biblical eschatology, Russia, Ezekiel 38 and 39, and I believe we're watching the precursor to the ultimate Russian invasion that we see in Ezekiel 38 and 39. Russia will lead that. Now listen very carefully, ladies and gentlemen. Headline: Russia warns USA, Israel for using Hamas as an excuse to expand the war in the Middle East and slams serious strikes. At the Israeli-Hamas war worsens and the USA promises continuous aid to Israel, Russia warned the two countries, that is Russia, Israel, and America, against turning the Middle East into an arena for setting up geopolitical scores. The comments were made by the Russian foreign minister. Another headline, ladies and gentlemen, listen, that we're seeing God's word come off the pages of the Bible. U.S. intel. Hezbollah could be getting Russian missile systems. The U.S. says intelligence that Syrian President Bashar Assad has agreed to provide the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah, listen, with Russian-made missile defense system. Another headline that verifies that. The Wagner air defense system to Hezbollah. U.S. cities, Russia linked to conflict in Ukraine and in the Middle East. The Wagner group, Russian paramilitary organization, plans to provide an air defense system to Hezbollah. The Wall Street Journal reported, citing U.S. officials, as per U.S. intelligence, the Wagner plans to send Russian SA-22 system, which uses missiles and guns to intercept aircraft. Ladies and gentlemen, here's the bottom line. With that particular weaponry and piece of equipment, or pieces of equipment, it will surpass the Iron Dome in Israel. It will allow missiles and weapons, etc., and those artillery that's coming into Israel to be absolutely in a position that Israel will not be able to defend itself. Because this type of weapon defense system that Russia is sending to Hezbollah, that is an arm of Iran, sending to them, and from Syria via Hezbollah, there's been some 28 missile attacks on the U.S. Military in Iraq and other places where they're based in that particular area in the Middle East. So it should cause us to recognize what God is doing, bringing his prophetic word to fruition.
Amen.
Here's another. China joins Hamas, eases Israel, erases Israel from the map. I touched on that a little earlier. China vows to firmly, listen, Pastor, and I'll let you finalize our broadcast with your thoughts. China vows to firmly support Iran amid ongoing Israeli-Hamas war. Will the great men who rule the Chinese Communist Party have achieved what Hamas, despite its endless chants from the river to the sea, was unable to do? They wiped Israel off the map, literally. They've literally made maps with Israel not being there. Pastor, the final thought. What should Christians do? How should they respond to a broadcast like this? Should they be concerned? Should they be worried? Or should they get into the Word of God?
Well, let us obey what the Word of God is telling us, because again, St. Luke chapter 21, verses 34 through 36 says, "And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting," that's overeating, if you look up the meaning of that, amen, "and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unawares. For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth." And he says, "Watch ye therefore, and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man." It's right there.
Right.
All we have to do is obey what I just got finished reading. That way we'll not be caught unaware or unprepared, mm-hmm, because Christ is coming.
That's right.
We need to look up and pack up, because we're going up.
We're going up. In fact, in Luke 21, verse 28, "Look up, lift up your head, for our redemption draweth nigh."
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, it should excite every child of God, every Christian, every conservative, every patriot, and the realization that every day, every 24 hours, we're closer to the day that God's going to rapture his church out and wrap up this old world. It may look bad. It may look dark, but it's gloriously dark, because Jesus Christ is coming soon. Thank you for joining us on the air. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Praise the Lord.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University.
12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling